Ladies and gentlemen, it's a thrill to welcome T. Boone Pickens to his own podcast. And with me is Heather Lauer. And before I turn it over to them, I have to tell you that I used to have Boone Pickens on Larry King Live. He was one of our favorite guests. He'd get lots of high ratings. And he would teach us all about investing because this amazing Texas oilman actually cared a lot about communicating with the American people about what's going on. And in 2008, there I was, Boone, working for the Washington Post and Newsweek at the Democratic National Convention, and we booked you as a guest, and you came in.
It wasn't the Democrat, was it?
It was the Democratic convention.
The
Republican convention?
I didn't go to the Democrat.
No, you wouldn't be seen there.
And we were trying to sell a deal.
You were trying to sell a deal. And that's when the Pickens plan started.
The answer's right here. America's own natural gas. It's cheaper, it's abundant, and 25% cleaner than gasoline, and 50% cleaner than coal. And it puts us in control. There's nothing America can't do. It's time for Congress to act and get America moving.
I remember Tom Seinhorst and Jay Ross were there. You had all these amazing people with you. And you and I were talking, and you were talking about going on the road, and we should videotape these moments in between. At the time, you know, you were a leader in all of this. At the time, people didn't do that. And I said, yeah, you should be doing that. And you said to Jay, well, if she can do it, why can't we do it? And I was lucky to be scooped up and go on the road with you. But before we start that, I want to introduce Heather Lauer, who's the director of social media, all your online integration, and the famous, never-to-be-repeated Pickens Plan Army. People try all over the country to create an army like you had.
It really was an army, wasn't it?
It was, okay. And I'm so honored to still be sitting here with you after almost 9 years of working on this. It's been a...
You mean because I'm still alive?
Because you're still funny and communicating.
Exactly. Right. You are what has kept us going, and it's been a great professional experience for me. And the online movement that we've created, the army, really is a reflection of your passion and your goals for America and what you want to accomplish. And
but we've got... over 2 million people, didn't we?
We have over 3.5 million people who have signed up at this point over the last 9 years. And the first, we got 1 million people just in the first 3 months from all
over
the
country. How many of these people wanted me to be president?
Well, probably at least half of them. But that's also what's so amazing is it was such a wide range of Americans who came together on this. We had just as many Democrats as Republicans who were into this issue, young people, old people. It's, the mix of people who came to your campaign events and who signed up online was unlike anything that I think a lot of us had ever seen before.
I've got 1,700,000 people signed up with me. I promise them they'll never hear anything from me but energy. So I'm not going to confuse them with me giving opinions about health care or Goldman Sachs or financial reform or anything else. They'll only hear from me on...
So how do you become a member of the Pickens Plan?
PickensPlan.com. Okay. They see me every week on what we call a Boone Cam.
Oh, okay.
And I reported to them yesterday on what I did in Washington over the weekend.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, next week you will be... on the Boone Cam, Will.
I will?
Sure will, yeah.
And oh, man, how great is that? How do I see that?
That will sign up with me, and then you'll see it.
You know what? Hey, Bernie, tell Julie to sign me up with this today, the Pickens Plan deal. I should already be signed up. What's the matter with me? You know, see, that's the problem, man.
It has hurt my feelings that you haven't been on there.
But I guarantee I'll be on there today.
So. Thank you.
Boone Pickens here in the Amherst Morning Program, the PickensPlan.com. I'm going to join today. I actually am. And you do it, too.
Did you ever expect that many people, the thing that always surprised me, that the different ages, I mean, energy, let's be honest, Boone, everyone's not walking around talking about energy, but it was really amazing how many different groups of people. What do you think, Heather? How did that all happen, other than this charming man?
It's, and I think it's been discussed before, just how this is in one of the most... partisan eras that our country has experienced in terms of division, and it was your message that brought people together. It was the America First message, and this was about, our interests and what's best for us, and it's not a political issue. It's something that people could rally around regardless of what angle they were coming from. in arriving at that conclusion.
I talked to these people too.
Yeah.
And it had nothing to do with politics.
Right. And you listened to them.
Yeah, I did.
Right.
Exactly. I listened to them a lot.
Right.
But the thing about it, it was people just come up to me and say that, you know, you understand energy.
Right.
And listen, I've been through, you know, $5 oil. And I've been through $13 natural gas.
Right.
And I don't like that. And you say you have a plan. What is the plan? And and you remember my dad told me, I was 19 years old. He said, you know, son, you've never had a plan yet. And I said, what do you mean? He said, you don't even know what I'm talking about. You've never had a plan. He said, I can tell you, you're going to get out of school here in 4 years. And that is 1951, June of 51. And he said, it's all over. And I said, what do you mean? He said, the help stops. You get you've been getting $85 a month, and you were on a scholarship the first year to play basketball, and now you're not on that scholarship anymore. Now we're paying, and all you get is 4 years. He said, a fool with a plan can beat a genius with no plan. The concern we have, your mother and I both, is that you are a fool with no plan. And I thought about that, and he's not kidding. My help goes out the window. And I got a plan, and I've had a plan ever since. I mean, I go back and tell you certain times of my career. I have had a serious plan. This was a serious plan. We committed money to it and time to it.
Right.
And I don't know what more you can commit than money and time.
But you never expected to have an army, people all across the country listening to what you had to say on a regular basis.
I didn't have an army, but I didn't have, I was developing a plan. Mm-hmm. And that plan started on my mother's birthday, July the 8th. 2008.
What we have to have is an army. We've got to have an army, and you're part of the army. And we've got to work together. Bring your friends, family, your church group, everybody together that you can think of. This is a good cause. It's for the right reasons. Show the video to your friends. Bring them together with that. That's a rallying point. A lot of work has to be done before we get a new president. And this has got to be accomplished in the next few months. So thank you for your help. I appreciate it. I appreciate being with you in the Army together. Thank you.
Heather, when you communicated with folks, when you communicated Boone's voice, what, other than America First, what surprised you? What resonated more than you expected? And why? I mean, look, my company, we followed you the whole time, and we videotaped people running up to you. That kind of emotion, that's really what you get in presidential campaigns, not on an issue,
right? Well,
I saw that with Trump.
Because people felt like he was a regular guy.
Well, that's the thing. I think you were speaking their language. You were talking to them in terms that they
it's
could understand.
It's a different subject entirely. But I had people approach me the same way.
Right.
And a lot of people, a lot of young people, I remember mothers that followed you around at your book signings, and who'd bring their kids up, I want my kids to have energy independence. Are you kidding? That's an amazing message. I mean, I didn't see people that year taking their kids over to Candidate Obama. Oh, you know, energy independence. I would actually argue as a media person, that was your first campaign.
It was.
Because it went well beyond your business community. Do you think that the Pickens plan built on that, Heather?
Yeah, I think that your ability to talk to people in that way is why you've been so successful, especially with the online portion of this campaign. I mean, your approach is built for social media. Your ability to just have a conversation to people and listen to what they're saying.
Social media came on too late for me.
Right.
You could have been president. You could have been president. Okay, but Boone, you have to tell the story. Sarah Palin as chosen as vice president. She is hotter than hot could possibly be in politics. And she comes to see you in your Dallas office.
And I appreciate that, but I didn't understand why she was so popular. I didn't.
Well, she's a good communicator. In that campaign, she could communicate.
And she came, and we talked about the Pickens plan with her.
Just finished up 10 minutes ago with Governor Palin.
How are you?
I want you to know he's very interested in what I'm doing. And I think we'll have further conversations with her in the future about energy.
She had worked in the Alaska Land Office. So she's pretty sure she understood a lot about energy.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
She was a very attractive woman, but she,
well, that helps,
right?
Yeah, sure.
Just like you're a very attractive man, that helped you.
Yeah, it does. You know, I'll be 89 years old May 22nd.
Well, you look like $1 million,
and you're still one of the most popular people on Twitter.
Am I?
You are. At least for the people who are following you anyway.
Okay, and that's all the people that are
all we care about. I mean, do you feel like it's a special privilege to have people looking forward and reading this? I mean, let's face it. In the last 10 years, there's so many outlets. There's social media, online, newspapers, television. And the fact that people are choosing to come to you, because we know, because we have the clicks, right?
Right.
Do you feel an extra responsibility?
Well, I've been responsible to people that follow me and mm-hmm. believe that I have a good idea. You better be responsible, and you better be serious about what you're telling. If you aren't, you're in a bad spot. But I've been serious with, and I've appreciated their interest in me. And it didn't have anything to do with Democrat or Republican.
Right.
That wasn't what I was working on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you talked in an earlier podcast about meeting with presidents. One of my favorite stories is about when you met with President Bush, when you were starting the Pickens plan that first year, and you talked to him and tried to get his support for the plan.
But he was going out of office about the time I went to work on the plan. Mm-hmm. So that was
2004. A little late, right.
Yeah.
But then you met... because he wanted to talk to you about his library.
Yep.
And Jay Rosser told me a great story about how when he asked you for money, that you said that you had spent the money on the Pickens plan. And that if he had done it, you would have the money to give to him. Or something like that.
Well,
is that right?
I think that's all true. I mean, Rosser knows what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I think that's exactly what happened. He said, if we had done the Pickens plan, he'd have had plenty of money. But I didn't get any money off of the Pickens plan.
No, you didn't. No.
It wasn't what I was trying to do. But if he had done the Pickens plan, I would have found the money.
Right.
Right.
Well, you're the one that invested all the money in the Pickens plan.
That's right.
It's your money that went out the door.
Well, I think that's part of what was so inspiring to people is that you were doing, it wasn't about self-interest, you were doing this for America and you were willing to put your money on the line.
And I didn't have you there with the social media trying to raise money for me either.
Right.
Yeah, that was a mistake, by the way. Heather, why didn't you raise money?
Missed opportunity.
Do you have money for me now?
Well, also, Boone, I found it very interesting as people have become more familiar with all the different ways of extracting natural gas and how it's dramatically changed the energy corridor. I would actually argue that it's changed the world if you look at Israel and other countries who now have this ability. I mean, you were talking about
Israel's
that before.
Loaded with natural gas.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's changed everything.
Well, that when the shale boom showed up for natural gas, at that point, we were on page 2 as far as gas reserves. Today, we are number 1. Why? Because of the shale boom, the horizontal drilling that took place, and the fracking. That's why you are number 1 today. The two that were 1-2 was Russia and Iran. We passed both of them. Mm-hmm. And the country, we have more natural gas than you can imagine, and it's cheap. Mm-hmm. It's cheap. I can't believe there hasn't been a champion show up in the political arena that has taken that on and
Right.
Missed opportunity.
Missed an opportunity.
Well, one of my favorite videos, because I work for Bloomberg Company, was you and Mike Bloomberg at the NatGas pizza truck. And there you both were. I mean, it was pretty gutsy at that time.
Katie, for those of you that don't know, is one of the great Americans that has built businesses and created wealth in this country. He's been very instrumental in giving us energy alternatives. I won't hold it against him that he comes from Oklahoma.
This pizza wagon is a great example of what you can do with natural gas. Natural gas runs the generator, it's running the engine, it runs everything, the oven, on all on here. Cleaner, cheaper, abundant, and American. That's what this is all about. Leadership. Max is going to be a very successful guy using American natural gas.
Did you have fun going into all those places?
I would assume you... all those people, because they were for you.
Right.
And so you always like anybody that likes you and is for you.
Well, and that was a big part of the building the movement and bringing people on board with you.
Michael Bloomberg, I said to him, and my wife said, I couldn't believe when you said it, you were sitting at a table at the, it could have been the Milken Conference or something, but there were only six of us at the table. It was a small group of a lot of tables. Got it? Okay, and we picked out a small table and talked energy. And he said, what do you think on the energy? I've heard you, and then I've said some things. I said, don't try to talk energy with anybody. And my wife said, I couldn't believe it when you said that. I said, well, he didn't know anything about energy. But I said, there's not many people that know that much about energy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Once the subject's open, you better be ready to talk about it.
Right. Well, Governor George Pataki, I love the story of you diagramming it out with him. He was the first elected official. Mm-hmm. Why did he see it? And in New York, and what's New York doing? I mean, he did his state.
We always tried to make our trips pay off for us. I tried to avoid going to a Pickens plan deal, and that's all I saw there. And so I was in New York for some reason, connected to Pickens plan, and so called him up, invited him to dinner over at the 21 Club. That's where it was. And I did everything on the tablecloth, and I pushed everything back, and I asked the maitre d', I knew him, and I said, "Is it all right?" He said, "Go right ahead, Mr. Pickens. Put anything you want on there. If you need, we'll get you another tablecloth." But Pataki took that, folded it up, and took it with him. I don't know whatever happened.
We should send that out for some fundraising or something. What do you think, Heather?
Sounds like a good plan. But I think also your ability to illustrate like that and to draw out a plan was also what was compelling to the Army in the beginning. Especially, we took your whiteboard presentation that started this whole campaign and turned that into a video that received hundreds of thousands of views. And you know, your ability
and understand what you stop it and start it or back it up and look at it and say, I understand what the plan is.
Right.
So, next move. We have plenty of resources in this country. But don't confuse the resources. A battery, don't move an 18-wheeler. Natural gas is the only resource we have that's going to replace diesel. When I say diesel, it's 70% of that, of the diesel we have in this country, comes from foreign sources. So we have to focus on what we have for transportation fuel and to use to replace OPEC oil. Natural gas is number one.
I have to ask you, because we have a businessman as president, Donald Trump, who I know you've talked to him, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we're looking at 2020, okay? And your endorsement always counts. So I'm going to list a few businessmen who we have heard are possibly running. And you can say if you had to endorse someone today, along with how many people in the Army today?
Well, 3.5 million.
I would endorse President Trump.
Okay. Well, that's right.
Well, I'd vote for him more than once if I could.
Okay. You're all right. But say, if you had to pick another businessman against him, we've got a fellow Texan, Mark Cuban, that we've heard is considering running.
I wouldn't vote for Mark Cuban.
Okay. We've got Howard Schultz from Starbucks. They make some good coffee.
We both went in Horatio Alger at the same time.
Okay.
2004, I think.
We've got Mark Zuckerberg, president
of Facebook.
But
I've never met him. I know
okay.
who he is.
Who else? We've got The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. The Rock, former football player, wrestler.
The only guy that I remember that was an actor would be Spencer Tracy.
Spencer Tracy, you want him to run? That'd be great. That would be great. Bring back President Reagan, right? You've known so many presidents.
I knew President Reagan. You know that.
I sure do, because I've been to the Reagan Library,
and you
started it all. It's a remarkable place.
It is remarkable.
How about the Air Force One?
We have 10 times more than any other president attendance at the Reagan Library than any other president.
Well, anyone who's been there has seen Air Force One, but you were the guiding force behind getting it. Fred Ryan actually found it.
I paid for it.
And you pay. I was waiting for you to say that. And you paid for it. And didn't the building have to be created around Air Force One?
That's true.
It's amazing.
And I flew it in. No.
You flew it in. On that note, Boone, it's a privilege and an honor to work with you in the Pickens Plan. I love you. I think you're one of the great Americans. And it's great to be with you today on this very highly rated podcast.
That's
Heather,
right.
What do you think?
Oh, it's going to be through the roof in the
numbers.
Good.
Big numbers. Thank you so much, Boone.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.